welcome to the Joyful Living Podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly Dixon. If you're watching us on YouTube today, make sure to like the video and hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, be sure to subscribe to the podcast there as well so that you don't miss any episodes. Our episodes air every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Our jewelry today is once again sponsored by the Glam Gems Boutique and their owner, Rovetta Edwards. If you would like to reach Rovetta for some beautiful jewelry for your events, you can reach her on Facebook at the Glam Collection VIP group for beautiful, inexpensive pieces to liven up your wardrobe. There's no need to go out and get a new outfit. Simply change up your accessories to make a totally new and complete look. So today on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about a subject that not very many people have been talking about recently. We are still in the middle of a pandemic, and even though the states are starting to open up, today was the first official day of North Carolina being reopening in stages, but we haven't really heard a lot about the subject that I'm going to talk about today, and that is the plight that single people are experiencing during this pandemic. I've seen and heard a lot of different stories about the trials that families are facing. I've heard stories about the trials that single parents are facing, but no one is really talking about the plight that single people with no children are facing, the things that they are going through and experiencing without really any kind of support. So you hear about the stories about, unfortunately, husband and wives deciding that this is it for their marriage and they are going their separate ways when all of this is over. And then some of them are separating now. And, you know, we talk about the plight that parents are having with homeschooling, but we aren't talking about the loneliness that people who are single with no children are experiencing during this pandemic. So I'm single. I don't have any children. And I'm also an introvert. So I'm really okay being, well, I'm an introvert with some extrovert tendencies. And my extrovert tendencies ordinarily are fulfilled by having coffee with a friend. Most of the time, that's at my own home, having coffee with a friend, going to events that other people are hosting, or speaking at an event. Those parts of my life were critical for my mental well-being. But now we are in week, five or six of this, of being under stay-at-home orders, and the crushing loneliness that I'm experiencing has been something that I have a hard time talking about because, again, I'm okay being alone, but I never thought that I'm an introvert. I'm okay. I can be by myself for long stints of time, but I noticed week one, I was fine. Week two, I was okay. On week three, by the time Friday got here, there was this heaviness. And this cloud, I don't have any other kind of way to explain it than this cloud, this crushing weight on me that I didn't really know what to do with. I knew what it was, but I didn't know what to do with it because I can't go anywhere, can't go visit anybody. And I'm the kind of person, because I am the quote unquote rock for so many people, people turn to me when they're feeling sad, when they're upset, when they're hurting. After all, I'm the life coach. And I have people in my life that I turn to on a professional level. But when it comes to really personal things, I tend to withdraw inward. But because I've done so much self-work and so much, I know for me that when I start to turn inward, that's the beginning of depression for me. So in order to combat that, I had to follow my own tips. For weeks now, I have been giving advice about how to how to keep your hope during this time of this pandemic, and how to keep your faith during these times. And because I'm single and alone and feeling lonely, I actively had to incorporate the tips that I was given, not just to the world, but to myself. And today, this isn't really for the family people. This isn't for single people with children. I love y'all, but I'm not talking to you today. I'm really not. I'm talking to that person who is single, whose heart has been bleeding these last few weeks because they had nobody to interact with. One day here at home, in a moment of silliness, because I've had my moments of, I mean, I'm still a joyful purpose of a joyful person, and I've still been dancing, I've still been doing some of those things, but the reality of it is I've been extraordinarily lonely. So just on a whim one day when I asked Alexa a question, when she answered it, you can't even say her name. You see her talking. But when I said it, and at the end of it, I said, thank you. And she responded, you're welcome, Kim. I laughed at first because it was funny to me. But then just having somebody respond to me, I cried. It's emotional for me to even talk about it now, because it was in that instance that I realized that nobody had said anything to me. And I didn't know how long it had been since I had talked to anybody. In my home, I talk to people on the phone, and that's okay. But for me, I require one-on-one interaction. I require face-to-face. And I don't know what that is about me. I've always been that way. I don't want to talk to you on the phone. I really don't. Even when I was in high school, I didn't really want to have telephone conversations. I'm just an in-person kind of conversationalist. But when she responded back to me, I realized nobody had talked to me in days. And that broke my heart. And, you know, on Fridays at the end of the week, every week, I just feel this heaviness and like, I got to get out of here. I got to see some people. When you live alone and you don't have children, and I have neighbors, but we are in our houses. When you don't see anybody and when you aren't talking to anybody, it can have a tremendous impact on your emotional well-being. And one of my friends called me one day and he said, I haven't heard from you. What's going on? So I told him, I was like, you know, this has been hard on me, because when I am teetering the edge of slipping into depression, I get quiet and I don't want to talk to anybody. So you're not going to reach out to people. So this video today, it's not for the husband and wife that are experiencing some trials. It's not for the single parent who's experiencing the child. This is for that person who is living in a household by yourself. You're not talking to anybody. You're not really seeing anybody. And you're beginning to feel the weight of being alone. Although, you know, this is a video, this is a podcast that you're listening to today, I simply want to tell you is you are not alone. Yep, they have the hashtag alone together, together alone, however it goes. But that really doesn't have any substance to it when people are living in a household with other people. So today, I'm just doing this video. This podcast is simply to tell you that you really aren't alone, that there are other people out there who are experiencing the same kind of loneliness that you're experiencing, because there is a big difference in being alone and being lonely. And I'm okay with being alone. I've been alone I lived by myself for many years now. I'm all right with that. But going weeks and weeks without having any kind of interaction with people, I'm beginning to feel lonely. But there is hope. So I don't know what your individual circumstance is or whether you have any hobbies of that thing of that nature. But I want to tell you that my saving grace has been my hobby. I'm a gardener. I always have been. Even when I lived in an apartment, I had a patio garden. And since being here at home, I've thrown myself head first into gardening. Every day, I spend countless hours on either on my front porch or on my back patio tending to my vegetables and my flowers and just really being outside in nature. Number one, it makes you feel better because the sun gives you vitamin D and it improves your mood. But number two, being outside is healing in nature. So I don't know what your hobby is or if you have one, but that is my biggest suggestion to you today as a single person living alone during the pandemic. I know they're opening back up and starting to do things so that the economy rebounds. But I know for me personally, even though I'm feeling lonely, I'm not getting ready to start visiting people and going out because in the first few weeks after this, the numbers are going to spike again. So in the meantime, pick up a hobby. Go on YouTube, something that you used to do that you really used to love, or pick up a new hobby. As a matter of fact, after I get done today, I'm going to go outside and tend to my flowers and tend to my vegetables and do something that is relaxing to me and that helps soothe me. So during this time of pandemic and being alone, I want you to know that you can reach out to me anytime. You can email me. It's Kimberly Dixon. No, it's joyfulliving@gmail.com. That's a temporary email I'm using because for some reason my email associated with my website is not working. So I don't know it. Again, my email, and I'll put it in the comments, is joyfulliving@gmail.com. Email me. Instant message me on IG. Instant message me on Facebook. I want you to know that you are not in this by yourself. Today was a very short podcast. I really didn't have anything planned to say, but I really wanted to take this moment to speak to the people who are single and living alone, no children, no spouse. And I know people are feeling the crunch of people getting on their nerves because, you know, you don't have any time by yourself. You don't have any space. But as a single person that lives alone, it's almost like you have too much space and you're not going out. You're not interacting with people. But I want you to know that you are not alone, that I am here with you and that we're not just going to survive this because surviving is one thing, but we will be able to thrive after this and we will be able to learn through this process. If we ever have to encounter anything like this again, number one, we'll know that we can make it through the situation. But number two, we'll know that on the other side of that, we can still thrive. So don't give up your hope. Don't lose your faith. And I mentioned my hobby, but the other thing that's really been my saving grace is my study time. Whenever I start to feel just really lonely and to the point where I cry, I have cried on more than one occasion. I'm not ashamed to admit that I turn to the Word of God because I know that that's where my comfort lies. And within just a couple of minutes, I feel better because I know that I'm not in this alone, that I have not been abandoned, that God is with me and that He loves me unconditionally. So I encourage you to turn to the scriptures. If you're new to the Bible, or even if you're not new, John is a wonderful book to read just to feel God's unconditional love for you. And then I also love all the Psalms because, you know, those are David's during one of the worst times of his life is when most of those Psalms were written. So those Psalms really talk about hardship, but God being your comfort and your peace and your hiding place. So singles that are living alone, I want you to know that you are not alone, that I am here with you, and that we will get through this, and we won't just survive it. We will thrive afterwards. Guys, thank you for watching or listening to the Joyful Living Podcast. Again, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to like the video and hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. It's there as well. Again, I want to thank my sponsor, the Glam Gems Boutique. If you would like any of the pieces that you've seen me wearing, the earrings or the necklace or the earrings and bracelet and necklace I had on in the previous episode, be sure to connect with them at the Glam Collection VIP group on Facebook. Guys, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Bye-bye.